Flocka 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 makes you waka waka waka, and even more nakedness on tonight's Florida News. Take a hit, hang on. Joe and Anthony will be with you in about 7 minutes.
You are listening to WEED, Chicago, Tampa, Chiampa Radio.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
This is the show that nobody told you about. This is the show that your mother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
Chiampa.
It actually works, folks.
Yeah, we can see Joe has this little blue retro telephone handset unit for his cellular phone, and it's quite an amusing thing.
Hi, Mom. How are you?
It looks small,
but it works. And yes, I mean, the microphone itself is actually pretty high sensitivities, and so it's got a little volume control on the side. And then it's got a little hang-up button here, but we got a show to do, don't we?
My goodness. Oh, wow, that's awesome. It's so awesome. It looks tiny, though. Is it really that small? It is small, yeah. Oh, God, yeah. See, I want one that's the regular size of a handset.
I've seen those, and they look ridiculous.
I love those. Hi, everyone. This is Anthony from Tampa.
And hey, everybody. It's Joe from Chicago.
Did Betty go away?
Did she go away?
Betty. Hello, Betty. Where are you, Betty?
Are you not hearing Betty?
I am not hearing Betty.
Okay, I turned Betty way up. Hold on.
No, I'm not hearing Betty. And you're listening to Chiampa Radio. Episode number 27, ready for Festivus for Monday, December 21st, 2015. And now for the weather. How is it in Tampa for those tampons, Anthony? I don't hear anything from you. Are you saying anything?
Well, I'm not saying anything, but I'm clicking all the buttons, and so you're not hearing anybody.
I'm not hearing anybody at all. See, now you're kind of funky. All right, hold on. Don't start tearing things apart. Hold on, let's reinitiate the call. Okay, well, while Joe tears apart his studio in Chicago, it is currently 78 degrees and overcast in Tampa. Humidity is 69% in this holiday season. The barometer is at 30.14 inches, and dew point is 67 degrees Fahrenheit. Tonight, we can expect mostly cloudy with a low around 68, with winds to 7 to 9 miles an hour. Tuesday, a 30% chance of showers after 1 p.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 81, south winds 7 to 10 miles an hour. New precipitation amounts of less than a tenth of an inch possible. I'm still not hearing Betty. A 20% chance of showers before 1 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 70, southeast wind 6 to 8 miles an hour. And on Wednesday, we are expecting partly sunny with a high near 83, south wind 8 to 14 miles an hour. Gusts as high as 8, I heard that, as high as 18 miles an hour. I think I heard that. Do you want to reinitiate the telephone call?
Well, I'm just, you know, I'm just making sure that everything is set to its defaults. Let's try something. Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, let's try this. Did you hear that?
No, I did not. Thanks, Anthony. And now for your Chicago weather. Take it away, Joe. Thanks, Betty.
Well, folks, sorry for the lack of Betty's tonight, which also makes, I don't know, any of the audio that I'm going to try to play tonight just not work.
That might be a problem.
Yep.
Because I can hear you, but I can't hear anything else.
And folks, this is not an experiment, trust me. Really nothing has changed on any of the settings. I'm very perplexed as to why we're having this technical difficulty. I'm just playing our station ID, the one that I created.
You kind of got jumpy on Skype for us. Let's try to reinitiate the phone call. And I'll give everyone the Chicago weather. Is this the Chicago weather? No, that's Tampa weather. Here's the Chicago weather. Here, why don't we hang up and we'll reinitiate the telephonic telephone call. Okay, so tonight at Chicago Midway Airport, it is overcast and 51 degrees Fahrenheit. Humidity is at 80%. Wow, that's quite humid. Wind speed northwest 9. Oh, there we go. I heard that. I heard something.
W-E-E-D.
Do you hear that?
Yep. It's still, your video is grainy and it's kind of like here and there. I think it might be just traffic or a Skype issue or something.
Thanks, Anthony.
I heard that. I can hear Betty.
Take it away, Joe.
So, folks, this was just a total up by Skype, which really royally pisses me off because we were going just fine. So, do you want to take it from the top or do you want to just...
No, we'll keep going. Go ahead and give us the Chicago weather. I was just getting started with it.
All right, so clicky-clicky here for Chicago weather, folks. All right, so currently, well, you know, I got to tell you, I went outside today, and it was nasty. It's been, you saw the pictures I sent you this morning.
They were pretty gray and ugly, yeah.
Ugly, and it was raining all day, and it was gray and ugly, but it was warm. It was like I could wear a coat without having to zip it up. That was how nice it was.
Yeah, wow, that's pretty amazing.
And that's pretty unusual for December. Now, mind you, folks, just the other day, it was 19.
So, yeah, it does tend to do that. I've noticed from time to time, the weather will just swing like that.
Exactly. So, but right now, it's 40. Excuse me. It's 51 degrees Fahrenheit. It's overcast. Humidity is at 80% with the wind speeds northwest at 9 miles per hour. The barometer is at 29.76 inches. The dew point is at 45 degrees, and visibility is clear at 10 miles. They are reporting a wind chill of 48, but that's not surprising with those winds.
Yeah, that's
we've been getting
severe
all day today. So tonight we'll have areas of drizzle. It'll be cloudy with a low around 39, west-northwest winds around 5 miles per hour. Tuesday, when I have to go back to work tomorrow, it'll be mostly cloudy with a high near 47.
Ooh, that's so chilly.
Yeah, but at least no rain. They're not calling for any rain.
Well, that's helpful.
Yes. Now, the winds could gust as high as 15 miles per hour, so if there's still lots of leaves around, they're going to blow around like crazy.
Wow.
And Tuesday night is a slight chance of drizzle between 2 a.m. and 4 a.m., and then a slight chance of showers or drizzle after 4 a.m. So increasing clouds with the temperature rising to around 47 by 3 a.m. So 47 is still pretty darn warm. Now get this, Wednesday?
Yeah.
A high near 62.
So you're doing the whole swing thing again. See, we were getting that here in Tampa for a while. It was just you know, we had that situation where it was nice and warm, and then it got cool. It got down to like in the 50s at night, and then it would start to get warmer throughout the day up to about 70, 74, and then at night it dropped right back down to 40 degrees, and it was like that for like a good 3 days or so. It was horrible.
I just don't get it, but who knows? So, but that's your Chicago weather.
Thanks, Joe. You put a really weird spin on the weather.
You did.
Yeah, and you know, Betty's bugging me over here. She wants to announce herself and the episode, so go ahead, Betty.
Okay, go for it, Betty.
Hi, it's your lovable artificial intelligence unit, Betty. My Betolio is buzzing with excitement for tonight's broadcast. Episode 27. Ready for Festivus? For Monday, December 21st, 2015.
All right, Betty, I'm glad you had that time.
Hola, Betty aquí. Gracias por escuchar a estos dos idiotas en With Shiampa Radio T.
Sí, yo quiero dos tacos con carnitas. I take carnitas y queso y salsa y cilantro
y sopes?
Sopes? What is sopes?
Sopes are the delicious little, like, Tostitos things that are round circular.
Oh, and okay.
Got toppings on top, and then you can throw sauce on it.
Oh, you mean like a tostada?
Yeah, kind of like that, oh. But they're sopes.
Oh, okay. I prefer tacos, actually.
Now, there's a burrito taco place by my work that I've been meaning to check out. They always seem to have lots of customers.
Wow, that's quite amazing. So, that's a good thing.
Right? Yeah. You were just recently talking about having a lack of food options other than pizza.
Oh, my God, yeah. Well, and Chinese, really. Yeah, there's very little delivery there. I think there's a doorstep delivery around here, but the selection of those are pretty bad too. And the last few times I tried using them, it took them over like an hour and a half to get to me. So that's kind of pointless.
Now, if without revealing location and all that, the Tampa studios are kind of in a suburban location, or is it a city location? Help me understand.
It's kind of mixed. It's North Tampa. So it's kind of mixed.
Okay. So now, do you get deliveries from downtown? No.
The only deliveries is the Chinese restaurant down the street. The major pizza chains, of course. So Domino's, Pizza Hut, Papa John's, Marco's. They don't have Marco's in Chicago. Marco's is like I don't think they're in Chicago, but they're big here.
I've never heard of Marco's.
Yeah, they're like, I think they're a southern thing. Marco's. And that's it. Chinese down the street. That I said, like, doorstep delivery, but it usually does the restaurants around me, which there aren't a whole lot, and they don't like deliver late. And as I said, last few times I've tried ordering from them, it took them forever. Oh, and Pita Pit. We do have Pita Pit availability.
You know, Pita Pit is also here in the city. I did look that up from the last time you mentioned that. So I
So Pita Pit is good.
Delivery options are important, especially if you're a person, you know, sad to say, but there's a lot of people that just don't want to cook, and why not? I mean, if you can plan out your life to order your food where you can, say, split the meal into threes, you've easily saved yourself a whole chunk of change.
Nine.
Yeah, there's a place I go to, it's called Salerno's. And it's actually just down the street from the Chicago studios here on Grand. Yep. And they do pastas and pizzas and different kinds of, like, northern Italian kinds of fare. So when I order from them, the portions are huge. I could really probably divide that up into four meals.
Wow, that's pretty good. That's pretty economical.
And, you know, in these times, we need to
be economical. Economical is important.
Yep.
So it looks like our website is back up.
Uh-huh. Thank you, Anthony. Thank you.
I don't know how well it's going to remain pasted together, but so far it seems to be working just fine.
Oh. No.
No.
False alarm.
No false alarm. So, you can check it out. It's just shyampa.info or blog.shyampa.info. I think Joe's got some things he's been wanting to put up since it's been down. So, let's look for some content out there. You can also reach us at Facebook at facebook.shyampa.info. And you can reach us at the Weed Line at 813-327-8566.
We'd love to hear from you on the Weed Line.
We would. We definitely would. And you can also Skype us at shyampa.radio. So, there are a number of ways to get a hold of us. And we actually have some messages on the Weed Line.
We do?
We do. We definitely do.
Huh. Let's listen to those.
You have two new messages. Press 1 for two. New. First message. Press 3 for advanced
options. Alrighty.
Press 5. Last message.
That's what I'm trying to figure out myself. That's a long one, too. Could it be Betty? Is she phoning home?
Press 4 for the previous message. Press 3. Goodbye.
That's too funny.
So no Dick Whites?
No Dick Whites.
Dick White message.
Well, that was from a while ago. Did you leave another Dick White? We've gotten some butt calls.
You know what? There was a Dick White message. Seriously.
Was there?
Mm-hmm.
We got two butt calls the other day.
That happened to me. Yep. The phone, for some reason, was on the contact portion. And I don't know what happened. It was in my apron, though, instead of my pocket. If it's in my apron, there's more of a chance that my leg will hit it. And because of the way skin interacts with the screen and somehow passed through the fabric, which is amazing.
Wow. Well, you know what? You know what's also amazing?
What?
Don't you have some news for us, Joe?
And now for the news.
I sure do, folks. Hey, it's your alter ego Chip Skipper with some interesting news. And, you know, I just want to point out a little disclaimer about the news. I know my pal Anthony here, he does a lot of Tampa-based, or not Tampa, but a lot of Florida-based news. And a lot of times I steal one or two of his Florida news items because they're interesting.
No, but I, as long as you're not stealing the ones I got on the deck for the day, I'm all good.
Right. But a lot of the news that I find for Chicago, and it's really sad to say, is just murder, assaults, murder, robberies, wow. And nothing of a nature that's like stupid. It's all just ilk. So anyways,
heavy crime.
I have to find hard and wide some interesting news stories. And this news story that we got for you tonight, I hope this works. I want to play a short clip for you from YouTube. I think it'll act as a background, actually, for this story.
Okay.
So we'll see if this works. Of course, we'll have to...
Going to load the database while you do that.
That's good. And, you know, there's always advertising when you go to YouTube, but there's... Yeah. Oh, there we go. Okay, there we go. Okay, so tonight's
story...
tonight's story is from ABC News via the Associated Press. And let's go ahead and turn the volume down just a little bit more on that. Okay, here we go, folks. Where's that story? All right. Dog-eat-dog politics. City backs cat for mayor.
Wow.
Are you tired of the dog-eat-dog politics in their Russian city? The residents of Barnaul say they want a cat to be their next mayor.
Huh.
The Siberian city of 650,000 people, which lies approximately 2 1,900 kilometers or 1,800 miles east of Moscow, is to get a new mayor next week when a commission comprising the city council and the regional governor choose from among six candidates. But none of the six appear to spark much affection among Barnoul's residents. An informal online poll asking residents to express their preferences among the six, and a Siamese cat named Barsik showed the feline nabbing more than 90% of the
vote.
Barsik has attracted much amused attention in the Russian news media.
I can imagine.
Still, some local politicians understand there's a more serious message coming from the people of Barnoul, which, like many Russian cities, has been riddled with alleged corruption. Through the image of Barsik the cat, our people are sending definite wishes to the future head of Barnoul, said Regional Governor Alexander Carlin. The conclusion has been made that there is absolutely no trust among voters for any of the candidates.
Wow.
It's very interesting, huh?
Wow.
Yeah. Well, moving along, I don't know if you want to have a comment on that one.
Honestly, in some ways, I feel the exact same way.
You know what? You're
can we elect a cat here in the country, in the U.S.? That might be helpful.
You know what? Maybe pick one of your sister's butterflies or cockatiels.
Parrots, yeah. She's got like 5 million
One of those
parrots.
Things can talk.
Yeah, they could. And we wouldn't get much done, but that won't really change much because not much is getting done to begin with.
Yep. And ladies and gentlemen, I'll talk to you a little bit later about what I feel about the latest political bullshit. But anyways, we're going to go on to the next story.
All right. Sounds good.
Mm-hmm. So, Christmas came a little early for medical marijuana patients in Chicago. Because now, and this is as of Saturday, smoking is not the only option for medical pot patients in Chicago. And this is a Chicago Tribune story by Robert McCoppin. The future of medical marijuana in Illinois will arrive Saturday as the first marijuana-infused food comes on the market, industry officials said. 1 month after medical marijuana first went on sale, the coming of edibles, oils, and other infused products marks a turning point for the industry, which until now has been selling only the dried plant for smoking.
You know, I'm kind of surprised by that, to be honest with you. I just assumed that when medical marijuana became into effect in Illinois, that the edibles were part of this whole blanket, you know, this approval thing, that it would include the smokables, the edibles, and stuff like that.
Right, and you would think that because everything is managed by the state health department. So, and they manage also, because I can assume that when they're making these edibles, they want things to be sanitary and up to food.
Oh, yeah. No, totally.
So maybe there was an extra long process for that because there's not as many agents out there to inspect these things.
That's true.
And all of a sudden, you're going to have a whole lot of edibles flooding the market. But I also wonder, too, if they're coming from places like Colorado and Washington and Oregon and all that. But anyways, edibles such as chocolate bars, cookies, and candies allow patients to consume marijuana without smoking it, as many prefer, along with other infused products such as oils that can be vaporized for use in lotions or drops. Such smoking products have grown in popularity in other states that access the database to account for nearly half the market. It's most likely the future of the industry, said Bradley Valerius, spokesman for Revolution Enterprises, which operates two cultivation warehouses in Illinois. It's easier on the lungs. It's convenient, efficient, and discreet. Though the state's first medical pot dispensaries opened in early November, infused products took longer to get to market, growers said, because producing them is considerably more complex. So I could see that. You know what? You've got to really deal with a lot of the oils and butters, and you know, because you're also making a food product.
No, and that makes sense, I guess.
The product, and you know, wasting product is a very dangerous thing.
Oh yeah, but I just assumed that people would have been able to kind of get going with this one. It seems like there was some type of a almost even legislative, because they could have gotten a lot of this done before it became legalized, before the start date.
Well, and the only thing, though, is maybe they had to wait. Maybe they had to wait.
Well, clearly.
Things to finally do become legal.
That's possible.
So, but that kind of leads into a paranoia about this next story.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Paranoid pot grower calls 911 on himself. 911. Sorry.
Nice.
On himself after hearing helicopter cops say, "I'm the guy they're looking for," Jasper Harrison allegedly told police. You know this is going to be good.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, am I on loop-de-loop? Yes, good.
Are you on loop-de-loop?
I sure am.
Okay, good.
This is a story by the Huffington Post by Nina Glowski. A Florida man alleged to be illegally growing marijuana in a storage unit turned himself in to police when he heard a helicopter hovering overhead and panicked, authorities said. "I'm the guy you're looking for," Jasper Harrison, who's 47, allegedly told an Edgewater police dispatcher on Wednesday, according to the Orlando Sentinel. In a major buzzkill, it turned out the helicopter not only wasn't looking for him, but didn't even belong to the police department. The chopper he heard reportedly belonged to a local TV news station. That was Chip Skipper up there, folks.
Nice.
That was reporting on an unrelated incident nearby.
Nice.
A paranoid Harrison instead instructed officers on where they could find him and his illegal grow house, Edgewater Police Captain Joe Magione told the Sentinel. According to the Associated Press, he wanted to come out without being shot.
Nice.
He was released on bond from the Volusia County Jail and faces charges of cultivation of cannabis within 1,000 feet of a school and possession of cannabis with an intent to sell, the Sentinel reported. What an idiot.
You know, I actually almost grabbed this news story.
Seriously?
Yeah, I almost did, but I passed it by because I found one that I liked a little bit better than this one. So I'm glad you actually nabbed it because I kind of really wanted this.
It was just like, you know, because I've actually been reading a lot of stories lately about particularly high potent strains of cannabis actually causing some anxiety and problems, and people need to be careful on how much they consume sometimes.
Oh, yeah. No, I've known plenty of people. I have this friend, you know, that has consumed the high-grade stuff, and it can really make you more jittery and paranoid than anything.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Oh, no, there's always... you always got to be careful about what's out there, because certain things are going to affect you in different ways.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And we definitely do not want one of these.
No. No, we don't.
So, you know, there's critics everywhere.
Yes.
And this next story, it's a YouTube video. It's called Stoner Sloth.
I've heard some things about this.
Yeah, it picks up on the whole Star Wars thing, and then it takes this whole anti-marijuana position and just blows it way crazy out of proportion. Listen, folks, I mean, I smoke plenty of cannabis, and I'm still very creative.
No, I agree.
You know, I put together the parts of the show, and we get the script together, and together the wisdoms and the skippers, and so it's like, you know.
And then you have a day job.
And then I have a day job, exactly.
That you take care of. So it's not like you just sit around like a sloth all day. So I've seen this story. I never had a chance to read it. So I'm also glad you got this one too, because I've only seen bits and pieces of this circulating around the interwebs.
Let's see if we can listen to one of these crazy commercials.
All right, let's go for it.
Yeah, let's try for this here. You might need to access the database, folks. These are crazy. All right, we're going to go through the crazy commercial video to skip in 4 seconds. Okay, there we go. Here we go, folks.
Okay, time's up. Hands down. Delilah. Hands down, Delilah.
And Delilah is one of the sloths.
I see.
She's very hairy. And there's nothing on the paper. Mm-hmm. it says you're worse on weed.
Jason? Could you pass
here's another one.
Mm.
Now, when you look at these videos, and if you haven't seen it yet, it's like...
You should post it.
It reminds you of some crazy SNL skit.
Yeah.
But you're not really sure. It's like, well, what are you making fun of, to be honest? It's absurd. So, this is either the worst anti-drug campaign we've seen or the very best. And this is, again, from Huffington Post by Hillary Hansen. Stoner Sloth is a series of videos purportedly meant to illustrate the horrors of marijuana to impressionable teens. The videos star people in large sloth costumes struggling through various life events due to how high they are. At the end of each ad, after the featured sloth has had trouble in class or embarrassed itself at dinner, the tagline, "Your worst on weed," is plastered across the screen.
Interesting.
The whole thing is the work of Australia's New South Wales Department of Premier and Cabinet Australian media outlet, The New Matilda reports. The New Matilda does publish some satire, but the story was not marked in the satire tag. Stoner Sloth public awareness campaign has been designed to encourage positive behaviors in young people before bad habits start and motivate discontinued use of cannabis before they become dependent, said a Department of Premier and Cabinet spokesperson. The campaign is designed to appeal to and be shareable among teenagers. What teenager is going to share this shit? Come on.
Right.
But anyways, folks, that is your latest Chicago-based 420 news.
Thanks, Joe. Do you want to be part of our unique on-air experience? Give us a call at 813-327-8566. Betty is standing by to take your call. You can Skype us at shyampa.radio. You can also visit us at facebook.shyampa.info. If you're listening to us on a recast, feel free to leave us a voicemail and we'll play your message on the air as you've seen us do in the past. We're going to take care of some business here, so stay tuned for all sorts of fun ditties. We got some Planet Nancy. She's going to talk about the joys of airline travel and first class. We got a couple Joe Retro commercials coming up. We always got that flashback and some more things during our breaks. Just hang tight. And we'll be back in, what does it look like, about 9 minutes? Something like that. We'll be back in about 9 minutes.
Sweet. You're listening to WEED Chicago, Tampa, Shyampa Radio.
You're listening to Shoutcast Radio.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Shyampa Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer, and Kent Cigarettes, and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's Retro Commercials, we bring them to you here on WEED, Shyampa Radio. Flashback.
Honey, when you say bud, you've said a lot of things that nobody else can say. You know that's right. When you say bud, you've gone as far as you can go to get the very best. Mm-hmm. When you say bud, you say a word that means you likes to do it all. When you says bud, it means you want the beer that's got a taste that's number one. When you say bud, honey, you tell the whole world you know what takes it all the way. When you say bud, you say you care enough to only want the king of beers. There is no other one. There's only something less. Because the king of beers is leading all the rest. When you say bud, good Lord, you have said it all. No, that's right, honey.
Mr. Clean gets rid of dirt and grime and grease in just a minute.
Mr. Clean will clean your whole house and everything that's in it.
Floors, doors, walls, halls, white sidewall tires and old golf balls.
Sinks, stoves, bathtubs he'll do. He'll even help clean laundry too.
Mr. Clean gets rid of dirt and grime and grease in just a minute.
Mr. Clean will clean your whole house and everything that's in it.
Can he clean a kitchen sink?
Quicker than a wink.
Can he clean a window sash?
Faster than a flash.
Can he clean a dirty mirror?
He'll make it bright and
clearer.
Can he clean a diamond ring?
Mr. Clean cleans anything.
Mr. Clean gets rid of dirt and grime and grease in just a minute. Mr. Clean will clean your whole house and everything that's in it. Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
Hi there, it's me, Pwicky Pawinka. So here I am on this crowded train, and some dude behind me keeps pumping my butt. Does he like me? How does my hair look? Oh, I know I can move down, but oh my god, I'm gonna get off this train exactly when I want to and where I want to be. You're just cramping my style, and I'm gonna act bitchy now. I don't care if you have to suffer. You upsetted me. Now everyone's looking at me funny. It's in my hair. Oh my god, it's so packed on this train. And everyone else is trying to get on it. But I'm not giving up this, Paul. This is my spot. I paid to be right here and I'm not moving.
Meanwhile, countless others are trying to board the train at the station, not realizing our dear sweet Bwecky is stuck in a rut today. And just needs to ruin the experience for everyone. Remember, folks, when you work together, you can move the train.
You've been listening to another Joe Wisdom. Do you have a wisdom to share? Give us a call at 813-327-8566, and we'll play it on a future broadcast in one of our unique Joe Wisdom voices.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Null Soft Shoutcast.
Hey. Well, welcome back. So, Anthony, are you ready for Festivus? I see you're accessing the database.
What is this Festivus thing?
Oh yeah, Festivus. Here we go. This is
gather round the Festivus the days of old. Shiny gray and very long, aluminum so light and strong. Let them have
it's a Festivus
their festival.
Wow.
Christmas trees and silence.
So it's just a poll, right? Just
yeah,
a poll.
It's just basic background Festivus music.
Okay, all right.
So talking about Festivus, like, what are your Festivus plans, for instance?
I don't think I have any Festivus plans.
You don't have any Festivus plans?
No, I don't have any Festivus plans.
Oh. I thought for sure you would have some kind of, like, parties you're going to, or some kind of an event, at least even a work party.
Well, there was a work holiday party last week, but other than that, that's pretty much what we have.
Yeah, my work party, folks. I'll you know, it's been a couple of weeks. I can talk about it. My work party, the combined party. Well, for me, it was a disaster.
Was it really?
Yeah. Yeah. Yours truly had probably like 10 to 12 shots of tequila.
Oh, wow, yeah.
So I was really in the Festivus spirit.
Yes, you were. You most definitely were.
Yes. And, you know, the second party was a lot better. The second party was our Secret Santa. And
that's
I got a
good.
Very nice...
no tequila?
no alcohol.
Okay, good.
That'll actually be one of my New Year's resolutions, no more alcohol. Yes, that'll be a Festivus event when I have no more alcohol. Now, cannabis, there'll be plenty of that. Plenty of cannabis.
Well, that usually tends to be safer for me as well because...
Right. You know, alcohol
Alcohol just, I don't know, it makes me ill, it makes me... I do stupid things. Granted, I haven't drank as much as you've drank in a very, very long time. I think the last time I did it, I was on a cruise ship, which is a relatively safe and closed environment. And that was a few years ago.
I haven't drank that much in, oh my gosh, in such a long time. That was... Folks, it was a lot, and there was a point after there was a game of Uno going on. It was very friendly. It was nice. It was happy.
We like happy Uno. We do like happy Uno. We hate Uno games that aren't
all
happy.
All of a sudden, there was this period of time that just seems to have magically disappeared. And so the end results were there was a slight monetary financial loss, and I no longer own a Chromebook.
No, that's such a shame.
Yes, but
is that what changed in this setup? Is that what changed? Did something change in your setup here? Is that what's different?
You know what? No, because lately I had noticed that while I was still using the Chromebook for scripting. Mm-hmm. I was using it less and less as an secondary audio device because
I see.
Because of Soundboard, for instance.
That makes sense. Totally.
And I'm trying to remember to look at the script so that I know when exactly to let you go to news. But we got plenty of time.
You got about 5 minutes.
Yes. So, you know, so the second party, though, is I had zero to drink. Everything was beautiful. Peaceful, calm. I didn't lose any money.
Well, that's a good thing.
Yes. But I wanted to report on a story, actually. It wasn't in my news lineup, but
Actually, well, you got 5 minutes, so...
Yeah, well, this will be of interest to a lot of folks. The FDA apparently has lifted the ban on gay men donating blood.
Oh, very good.
A catch.
Oh, okay, always a catch.
Yeah, here's the story, and I got this from Instinct Magazine. After more than a year of discussion, testimony, and deliberation, the Food and Drug Administration has finally lifted its discriminatory ban on gay and bisexual men donating blood. Although this is a huge step forward, there is also an unfortunate and problematic stipulation. Just hours ago, the FDA announced that it will allow gay and bisexual men to donate blood if they abstain from having sex with men for 12 months.
I see.
According to reports, FDA said it has worked with other government agencies and considered input from outside advisory bodies, and has carefully examined the most recent available scientific evidence to support the current policy revision. So, okay... I guess that's a good thing.
Yeah, kind of. But do other people have to abstain from having sex for a year before they donate blood?
Well, I'm single. I haven't had sex with another man in, gosh, quite a long time.
Well, but no, the litmus test really on the whole thing is if a straight man can have sex on Monday night and donate blood on Tuesday morning,
why can't a gay man
do the same thing?
Yeah. That is very true. If you have an opinion on this, give us a call at the studio. Anthony, how can they do that?
They reach us at 813-327-8566. Again, 813-327-8566. If you're on Skype, you can Skype us at chiampa.radio, chiampa.radio, radio.
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 So, but I thought that was a very interesting piece of news that came out.
That is interesting.
I guess it is a step, and the next step is to just say, you know what? You're going to take the blood. You're going to test it. If it's good blood, then you use it. If it's not, then you don't use the patient, and you don't use it. You know, especially if all blood is kept tightly controlled and
no, exactly. Exactly. You know, I mean...
Behind safeguards that... Right. Oy.
I agree.
So, Star Wars.
That seems to be a craze. I don't know if and when. I'm sure I will see it, but I don't know when. I'm not that excited about going and seeing it, to be honest.
I am not that excited. I did not want to be part of any large crowds or throngs of people.
Throngs of people? Throngs of people?
Yeah, because, You know, I figure the movie's probably going to be out for quite a long time.
Oh, goodness, yes.
So at some point, I want to go see it at one of those really comfy movie studios, movie theaters. Do you guys have
yeah, we do. We have a few different ones in the area. They opened a new one up at the University Mall. I have yet to check it out, but I have heard a few people that have gone, and they seem to enjoy it.
Yeah, so that'll be a treat. I don't want to just go see it at any old stadium theater seating anymore.
Oh, no, exactly. You know, I mean, I don't know. We went not too long ago, and it was a better. I don't remember. It wasn't a like a big national brand, but it was a better arrangement, and the seats actually had they reclined and they were electric. It was like an electric Lazy Boy.
Yeah.
So in the theater, clearly, I mean, it was the same size theater, but clearly there was less available seating in there. It was an armrest. You still had an armrest. It wasn't like a table, because I've been to somewhere you have like this little table between the chairs. And this one was just a wide armrest with a cup holder, which was fine. I mean, it did fine. It was a comfy chair. And, but yeah, I was, I don't remember the name of the theater. I can Google Maps it.
Yeah, well, you know, so one of the first reviews I saw of Star Wars was that it was just simply fantastic. So, you know, I personally didn't like what J.J. Abrams did with Star Trek.
Which one did he do again?
He did a lot of the Star Treks, and he's doing the Star Wars. So, it's kind of like, you know, this is the new generation, so that's fine. I guess I get it.
Everything's a reboot.
Yeah, but that's the thing. It's like, is this... Star Wars was groundbreaking, right? It's supposed to be this groundbreaking space opera.
Of its time, yes. Yes, when it came out in 1977, it was, grab your balls, bitches, because summer right now. It's 420. The special effects, everything.
1997, 2007, 2014... All right, so, hey, it's time for a new story. It's time for a new idea. But it seems like creativity has gone. Where is creativity? Yeah, so, Anthony, you got some news for us?
The creativity is with Dick White.
Yeah.
Dick White. All right.
So I heard you had some more nakedness this week. Is this a Festivus thing?
Yeah, I really do think it is. This story comes from WBBH Fort Myers, NBC Channel 2 News.
WBBH.
WBBH. A Naples man calls 911 for taxi. You want to go out drinking? You go with your mother and let your mommy drive, you knucklehead. Josh and his mother, Diane, were pulled over Tuesday night. His mother was taken away for drinking and driving. So mother and son go out drinking. They both get fucked up. Mom drives home. Mom gets busted for drinking and driving. When deputies told Josh that he needed to find a ride home, he dialed up the emergency line. The WBBH News on the Street and Public Opinion on Periwinkle's team hit the street to see what the people of Fort Myers thought of what happened. Naples resident Marcia Schlegelader was a helpless victim of the WBBH News on the Street and Public Opinion on Periwinkle's team when she was caught stopped at a racetrack convenience store trying to use the bathroom. Marcia was quoted saying, "I guess there is two sides to it. He thought it was an emergency because he couldn't drive. On the other hand, it was a misuse of 911 and somebody else could have needed it more." That's some hard reporting there, guys. We gotta love the WBBH News team. Street and Public Opinion on Periwinkle's team when they hit the street. Okay, so even with three deputies right behind him, Josh decided to use 911 to hail a cab. The operator did try to help, trying to point him in the right direction. About 2 minutes into the call, deputies realized who Josh was on the phone with and apologized to dispatch. He was cuffed and sent to jail right alongside with his mommy. And to make this better, we have obtained a highly edited version of the 911 call at the WEED studios. So let me find it here.
Roger, Wisdom here. I am disturbed. I know a thing or two about good customer service. Before one.
That's a good question. I think Roger's malfunctioning. Did Roger just shit on the floor again? So you ready to hear this 911 call? Are you okay? Hello? Hello? Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
There you go. I tried to mute myself so that no more of that would happen. Because I couldn't shut it off.
All right. Now I can hear myself, though. That's not good. So let me go ahead and play this 911 call here, and we can take a listen to it. It's really short. It's about 23 seconds.
911, what is the address of your emergency?
Hello, this is 911, and I got pulled over from a couple of police. I just wanted to know what the phone number was for a cab agency.
So do you have 411, or do you have Google on your phone that you'd be able to look this up on?
I wish I would. This is 4 Bravo 21. I'm sorry, I didn't realize you were calling 911.
That's okay. I'll hang up. 911, what is...
Ooh, but no, okay.
Wow.
So there you have it, folks. The highly coveted.
So wait, is there a 511?
I don't know. There's a 411. And there's a 611, I think.
411 can automatically connect you nowadays, anyways.
There's a 311 usually in most cities.
Yeah, but 411 will automatically connect you.
For a fee.
Because it is information. Well, yeah.
You can dial 411 and pay for it, or you can dial 311 and not pay for it.
I've done 411 calls and connected. It's usually like a $2.89 charge.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
All right. So let's move on. Okay. This one comes from the Palm Beach Post in Florida. Getting the snowbirds. Kids are getting on break. They kind of want to come to Florida. It's not quite spring break. It's winter break. But in any in which way, it still gives you a bunch of douchebags. All right. So when you're at a tiki bar and drunk off your ass, it's usually not a good idea to take bets on doing something stupid. Of course, in Florida, this advice is too often ignored. On a $50 bet that he could not make it to the other side of the inlet and back, a man stripped down to his underwear and dove into an establishment in the 1100th block of Love Street in Juniper, which appears to be the Square Grouper Tiki Bar, according to Google Maps. It's the only business that this story makes sense at. All right. So the other one is a really fancy restaurant. I have a feeling it was probably the tiki. They were drinking at the tiki bar, which is right by some inlet. And I'm like, yeah, that's exactly what happened. So, and a uniformed police officer was working off duty, which also means that it wasn't the fancy restaurant across the street. All right. So a uniformed officer working at an off-duty detail at the business was informed of the shenanigans. The established management...
Shenanigans.
The establishment's manager told the officer he wanted the man and his friends removed, and all of them issued trespass warnings. Aquaman's round trip was temporarily delayed by a current that forced him west. As he finished his return on foot and arrived at the establishment's entrance, he was denied entry.
Aquaman,
that's what we're calling him. Standing there in his unmentionables, he began to argue with the police. One of his friends tossed his clothes, and he dropped his underwear to change, exposing his genitalia. Of course, he was arrested. So that was your naked story. Again, another naked story of Florida. That one wasn't as exciting as the other ones, I have to admit. But it seems like the nakedness trend is now on its way down.
Well, first it was buses, or school buses.
School buses. Now everything's cyclical around here. It's kind of frightening. All right. So the next one comes from WFTV Channel 9, Orlando's news source for, well, news. All right. This is another Grinchy one. Grinchies. This has been a huge thing, and I guess because a lot of people are buying online. Have you ever been driving around town and spotted packages on someone's doorstep and thought to yourself, these are meant for me. These are mine. Those packages on that stranger's door, those are my packages. Well, for 28-year-old Jordan LaCourse, that's exactly what happened. Jordan was out driving his girlfriend's car on Grassmere Drive in Orange County, Florida, the other Tuesday when he spotted the most wonderful thing on someone's front step. Three packages, all stacked with glee. It was like they were meant to be, Jordan said. That's an actual quote, too, from the police report. Of course, Jonane took the packages. How could he not? They were meant for him, after all. Well, the packages actually belonged to homeowner Randall Price. Luckily for Price, he had a security camera. We lost something.
Running at the time.
Yes. He had a security camera, had footage of the man backing into the driveway, getting out, and making two trips to pack up three packages. Anonymous tips received by police in the following days pointed to Jordan, who was found and arrested the following Tuesday. The contents of the packages, a pair of boots, a wireless keyboard, and a Santa costume for a dog, had been sold and were not recovered, causing the homeowner to lose his money. Jordan told investigators he'd like to write a letter to the victim to say he's sorry. File that under hashtag thuglife with a soft side. Jordan was charged with burglary and is being held at Orange County Jail in lieu of a $1,000 bond.
I could think of a few restitutional things, but anyways.
I know. So, all right. But we're going to speed through this next one. And it's going to be a doozy. I might have to take a break here. We'll be a little late in our break, but that's fine, folks, because Betty has a little cameo in this as well. But which reminds me, I got to find Betty. Betty, where are you? Okay, Betty's
waiting.
You
want to go to break and come
back?
No.
Well, we can, let's see. All right, yeah, we can grab a quick, if you want, we can grab a break. How long is our break?
And we can make this
7 minutes.
This sounds like breaking news, to be honest.
You think it's breaking news?
Yeah, might as well make it breaking news.
All right, okay. So should we go to a break, or should we go to breaking news and go through the break and start the break later? What do you want to do? Let's just do the break, and then we can come back with some breaking news. How's that sound?
That sounds perfect.
All right, I think we'll do that. We'll be back in about 7.5 minutes, folks. And since so many of us are traveling in this holiday season, Shirley Coo Liquor has stopped by to give us some tips during our break. So stay tuned, folks. We'll be back in 7.5 minutes.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome aboard. This is Section 8 flight for Ebonics Airways. Please check your ticket at this time to make sure you're on board the right aircraft. As you have taken your seat today, we would like you to pay attention up here to the front for a minute. I am your head hostess, Shirley Q. Liquor. How you doing? Also assisting me in the cabin today is Shamika, Danita, Laquita, Vanita, and Miss Rhonda. And we don't know what sexual orientation Miss Rhonda is or what her gender is, but you can ask her when she be seated. Today's flight is on a McDonnell Boeing MD-4040 aircraft. It is a double-deck whisper jet, honey. If we run into any problem on the aircraft today, our captain is Reverend Cleotis Jefferson, who is also pastor of Macadamia Jubilation Congregation. And he is assisted today by Deacon Earl Clovis, and we want to welcome him into the spirit of the Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, it has come to our attention that we have a celebrity on today's flight. Let's give it up and put your hands together for the complex multi-talents of Miss Latoya Jackson, who is flying first class with us today. I would like to point out that regulations do require that all firearms be securely stowed for the duration of the flight today to New Orleans. Ladies and gentlemen, we as your cabin crew is pleased to serve you. Do not hesitate to ask for assistances. However, the stewardess do not appreciate if people are feeling up on their legs. In the event of a change of altitude, oxygen masks will drop in front of your face. Please ask your child to remain seated at all times and apply their masks after you have applied your own masks. We ask at this time that you do not spill things on our carpet and it is not yet paid for. Ladies and gentlemen, if you look to the back of the aircraft, you will notice it is a restroom for your convenience located in the back and one up here in the front. But the one in the front is for first class only, thank you. Please note that the blue water will not dissolve a hair weave. But if you are an older individual, and I notice we got some old people up in here today, how y'all doing? We ask that you please use discretion and do not attempt to flush a disposable undergarment. On Ebonics Airways, if you choose to smoke, that is, of course, your business, and the airline do not be responsible if the white folks on the ground finds out about it. The smoke detectors in the restroom has been disconnected for your convenience, but we still ask, please do not smoke clove up in here. Our flight time today is whenever we get there, we get there. At this time, please be seated and excuse me to this lady down here in row 13B. Okay, I'm going to have to ask you to remove your hat as it violates FBFA regulations, okay? One final reminder today, our aircraft is not a church. The combination of liquor and altitude is not the same as getting happy. And I want to announce that also we do not allow any loud talking up in here. We appreciate you flying with us today, and we ask that you sit back and fasten your seatbelt, and you know how to do that, so I ain't gonna tell you. If you're that ignorant, you need to get off the plane. We hope you enjoy your flight today. Now sit down and shut up, and here we go.
Happy Holidays from WEED, Chicago, Tampa, Chiampa Radio.
Thanks, 10-4.
You're listening to radio news about radio waves. Headlines from the ether. Headlines.
This is Tom Rowe with the radio news about radio waves. The Los Angeles Times reported December 17th that the Air Force is now taking enlisted personnel as drone pilots for the first time because they need so many soldiers to fly the drones. Intelligence, Surveillance, and Reconnaissance, or ISR, is the military's growing sector. Quote, if you talk to combat commanders around the world, which I do regularly, and ask them, what is the one more thing you need from the Air Force? They will always reply, I want more ISR, unquote, said Air Force Secretary Deborah Lee James. Enlisted personnel are only handling surveillance so far, not firing missiles and killing targets from remote control. Officers, for now, will be the only ones operating MQ-1 Predator and MQ-9 Reaper drones. Quote, in fiscal year 2014, the most recent data available, the Air Force trained 180 drone pilots, 240 veterans left the field, unquote, the Los Angeles Times reported. This is Tom Rowe for Waveform Radio and WGXC.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Chiampa Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer, and Kent Cigarettes, and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's retromercials, we bring them to you here on WEED, Chiampa Radio. Flashbacks.
It's the perfect crime.
We've stolen the world's supply of new pink lemonade, Bubbly Up!
It tastes like pink lemonade.
It's the new taste everyone's after.
Uh-oh. It is I, Detective Yum, find on how to upset Bubble Yum Bubblegum.
But pink lemonade makes big pink bubbles.
You're all washed up, pop off.
But it's you who's going to wave goodbye, Yum Finder!
New pink lemonade Bubble Yum, the big taste everyone's after.
Nabisco. Tuesday Jack, the foaming cleanser. Clean pots and pans, just like a whiz.
Ajax cuts grease faster than any other leading cleanser.
Use the pain, the elbow tax, when you start cleaning with Ajax.
Ajax really polishes as it cleans.
So use Ajax, bum, bum, the foaming cleanser. Bust the dirt right down the drain.
My gosh, they're right. Foaming action Ajax makes even the dirtiest pan shine like new in a jiffy.
So you say that.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Null Soft Shoutcast.
Wow, accessing that database, folks. It's Festivus.
Alrighty, folks. That was lovely. Alright. So, I promised you some news. After I'm done choking, I'm eating popcorn.
Database is sinking, folks.
And you know, sometimes you get that piece of popcorn just stuck in your throat and just makes you cough all to hell.
Which is always why you should have some liquid by your side.
It's always important to have liquids by your side.
Yep.
Especially when it involves talking a lot for an hour and a half. All right, so. All right, here we go again. Okay, this comes from the Orlando. We don't bother to put a call sign on our goddamn website, News Channel 6.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm like, I searched around that damn page for like a good 10 minutes looking for a call sign or something. It took me a while to even figure out they were from Orlando. And I'm like, Jesus. All right, fine. That's what you get. All right, so. Flacka, flacka, flacka makes you wacka, 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 and it also makes you do some stupid-ass shit. So, you know, I asked Betty to do a little research for me on this one. So, Betty, what exactly is flacka?
A pyrrolidino pentafinone, also known as APVP, is a synthetic stimulant drug of the cathinone class developed in the 1960s. Colloquially, it is sometimes called flacca or gravel. APVP gravel. Is chemically related to pyruvolerone and is the ketone analog of prolentane. It is used as a recreational drug and is considered a Schedule 1 drug under the Food and Drug Administration Safety and Innovation Act. APVP can cause a condition called excited delirium that involves hyperstimulation, paranoia, and hallucinations. APVP has been reported to be the cause, or a significant contributory cause, of death and suicides and overdoses caused by combinations of drugs. APVP has also been linked to at least one death where it was combined with pentatone and caused heart failure.
Wow. Thanks, Betty. I don't think any of us understood what the fuck you said, but hey, that doesn't matter.
Are you biz Betty taking some of this flack-a-flack-a-flack?
So. She seems a little excitable there.
Yeah.
So now on to our flack-a-flack-a-flack-a news story. Patrick Rempe, 24, of Vero Beach, Florida, was flocked up one night and wanted to go see some of his homies, so he drove to their home, the county jail. Gotta love that. Being high on flacca, Patrick decided that ramming his 2002 Toyota into the front doors of Building C at the county jail would be the best way to gain entry into the facility. Patrick's stunt almost injured a deputy outside and shattered the glass on the doors. But wait, there's more. Patrick then put his 2002 Toyota into reverse, backed out of the entryway of Building C, and then drove into the fence outside of Building E, damaging the fence. When his vehicle could no longer go any further, he got out of the car, started climbing the fence from the outside, mind you, to get in before becoming entangled in razor wire.
Oh, ouch.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. Debbie just said...
It says wee-wee open.
Oh, God, I don't know. Either which way, that just had to be painful. So, deputy said that when Patrick was removed from the fence, he spat on one of the deputies before being taken to Indian River Medical Center for injuries from crash and the razor wire. Patrick told deputies that he was high on flacca and that he wanted to visit friends in the jail. This is what drugs do to you, Sheriff Daryl Lohr, in a release. Flacca is poisoning our youth. Fortunately, none of our deputies were injured and our facility wasn't compromised. Patrick remains under supervision at the hospital, but will soon be able to visit his homies in jail once his injuries heal. Gotta love that.
Yeah.
Patrick faces several charges. Are you ready? We got the several charges. We got the list.
Yeah.
We got the list. All right. So Patrick's charges include aggravated assault on a law enforcement officer, battery on a law enforcement officer, federal criminal mischief, leaving the scene of a crash with property damage, and driving under the influence. Yeah. Exactly.
Wow.
So, yeah. That's it for your news. And normally we would go to our commercial break at this time. We can pretend that we're going to our commercial break, and I can play a bump, and we can come right back in.
Well, we could just do Betty's 5A.
All right, go ahead and do Betty 5A.
What a fright world we live in. Thank cannabis you are tuned into WEED. Do you want to be a part of our unique on-air experience? Give us a call at 813-327-8566 or Skype us at shyamba.radio or visit us at facebook.shyamba.info. If you are listening to us on a recast, feel free to leave us a voicemail and we will play your message in a future cast. And now, back to you, Anthony.
All right, thanks, Betty. Well, we already heard about Shirley Q's tips for traveling this holiday season.
Well, you know what? And since we're already here, I got a packet from our friends, the Wisdoms.
All right. Well, let's take a listen to some of these Wisdoms.
Yeah. So here we go, without further ado.
Hello, Roger Wisdom here. I am disturbed. I know a thing or two about good customer service. Before on with the WEED Chiampa Studios maintenance engineer, I was a server for the local Bangers and Mash place.
If
I wanted a good tip, I literally had to bend over it backwards to please the customer. These kids these days, ugh. This has been another Joe Wisdom production. Do you have a wisdom to share? Give us a call at the studios. Call 8-3-3-2-7-8-5-6-6 or Skype at shyamper.info. Till next time, make sure you check for cracked glass, you idiot.
Right? Check for cracked glass, you idiot.
So here's something interesting.
Okay.
It's been raining a lot in Chicago, and I think Joe Wisdom's been pretty attuned to that.
Joe Wisdom here. You know, everyone should have an umbrella in their personal arsenal, because sometimes it rains, even in December, in Chicago even. Why, just today, it was 50 degrees. Yesterday, it was 60 degrees. This is quite unusual for Chicago. So that's why I say everyone in Chicago should have an umbrella in their personal arsenal. Everyone's personal arsenal is different. So make your umbrella reflect you. This has been a Joe Wisdom. Do you have a wisdom to share? Give us a call at 813-327-8566 or Skype us by going to shyampa.radio and adding us as a contact. Give us a call and leave us a voice message with video.
That might be scary.
Well, hey, you know, whatever it takes. But remember Becky?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, she's back in this next step. Oh, there we go. Yeah.
Hi, this is Becky.
Hi, Becky.
Last time you heard from me, I was having a computer issue. I think I got them all solved now. No more tickets.
No more tickets.
No more fake messages. I just got an apple. Now the apple just has big buttons. And it's got apps. And they're very simple. So I do everything in my buttons and in my apps. It's so easy. The only thing is, you gotta be careful and have a cape, cause too many other people are crazy. So, Reggie says, go out and spend $1,000 and get an apple. Big button!
Well, thank you, Bucky, for giving us that little bit of wisdom. You got a piece of wisdom for us? Give us a call at the Cheyampa Studios, 813-327-8566, or Skype us, cheyampa.radio.
That Becky really is something.
Yeah, she's got an apple now, and I don't know how I feel about that.
Well, clicky, clicky, blinky, blinky. That's right. How it works. Yes. Sometimes that's the easiest way to do things,
too. Apple's got everything locked down to big buttons, so.
Pretty much.
But we got another one in the packet.
Do we? Sweet.
Yeah, this one's something about anxiety.
Ooh.
Joe Wisdom here. I know what anxiety feels like. Sometimes I've had too much coffee, and everything is clean. There's nothing else to do. What do I do? What do I do? What do I do? What do I do? Well, examine your surroundings. What kind of music are you listening to? Is it full of fretful things? Does it make you think? Does it make you too active? Then slow it down a bit. Slow it down a bit. This has been another Joe Wisdom. Do you have a wisdom to share? Give us a call at the WEED Cheyampa Studios at 813-327-8566. Or give us a call on Skype at cheyampa.radio.
Boy, that Joe Wisdom, he's got some talent there, boy.
He sure does. Wow. Good for him. I'm glad when we get his new packages, because there was a while we weren't getting them for a while, and I was kind of sad. But now we're getting more, and that's good. That's good. Just remember to put the packages in the right place so they get circulated throughout the day.
I'll have to ask you about that later offline, but Chip Skipper sent one, too. Here's this one.
Hi.
Doodly-doo-dee-doo. It's a Chip Skipper soundbite.
Ooh.
And Chip Skipper's got some production values, you know.
Hello there. This is Chip Skipper. Is everything working? Okay. I suppose you want me to get what all happy and holiday-like on you with the news. Well, this year I think I will play the real white Chip Skipper you have always come to know and love. And to it, I say bleep Christmas and bleep Festivus. And the rickety sales tax and population warfare increase vessel it rode on.
Oh, someone's angry.
Boy, do I have a lot to say.
Yes, you do, Chip.
It's the holidays, I suppose. For sure, there is plenty of good going on in the world, but it never crosses the Chip Skipper tip line. So, hey, how about it? Shoot me a hot news tip of the happy-go-lucky kind to our studio line at 813-327-8566, would ya? Or you can try Skyping us at cheyampa.radio or leaving us a Facebook message. Oh, and yeah, go check out the blog. It's back up. It's blog.cheyampa.info.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Anthony. Thank you, thank you. And that's it.
This has been a Chip Skipper production. Please give us a call at 813-327-8566 if you've got a hot tip for Chip.
Hot tip for Chip.
Man, I should register Chip as a as an official media person.
That would be too funny. That would be too funny.
Hey, I want to give a shout out to the folks at RadioForAll.net. They host our content, and you can subscribe and pick up their stuff with like your podcast readers. I know Pocket Cast picks up all of our episodes perfectly, so as soon as they're posted, boom, they're downloadable.
Awesome. Awesome. That's good to know.
Yeah, so you don't need iTunes or all that expensive crap.
No, you don't. Or that evasive crap.
Yeah.
Because you can even just go and because the A-Infos, I think that works. That works on mobile devices. You can go to the mobile devices, and it just sends you the MP3 file. And you play it on your device, and everything is good.
And I also got to appreciate, send out a thanks to Incompetech. Kevin McLeod's work is amazing as always.
Oh, definitely.
Because any new story just kind of fits along with the music. It's just silly and witty and sometimes goofy and dumb. And that's what
he has a good variety, and he has a really good variety of available music. For all different types of things. Like, for example, you know, there's been a lot of, I've been running some holiday music in the background, from time to time, and our bumps were all holiday bumps this time around. And you know, it's all been his stuff, and you know, it's great to listen to his collections. You should go to his site. I've considered buying the entire site. You can buy the entire site of music for like $45.
Huh. That's not a bad price.
It's either $45 or $49. Check it out. It's on his site. You can buy the entire site of music, the entire music collection. I don't know if you downloaded it. I think it might be sent to you on a DVD or something. It might be too big. But it could be a big download. Who knows? But definitely worth giving it a try, checking it out, because I would love to buy that collection. And I very well may do that one of these days. Okay. After our big buy the collection pledge drive.
Right. Hey, I wanted to quickly talk to you folks about the pledge drive that we actually have. We need some input. I would like to know how we can start a GoFundMe to do some of the awesome things that we'd like to do. And that would be, say, for instance, to get some new equipment and just improve our shacks a little bit better and get some actual off-site storage that is easily accessible. And maybe a little more secure and private. I don't know, because we're working on sort of just.
We'd probably want to become a non-profit before we do something like that.
Exactly, that's the key.
But so, we can register in Illinois as a non-profit. You know, we can. It's a possibility.
You need
three board of directors, and I believe it's three, and none of them have to be. You can't be related. So you and me, we're not related.
Right.
But it would have to be a third party that also isn't related. That probably, preferably in Illinois.
I'd ask my friend Robin, see if he'd like to be a partner.
See, there you go. Doesn't really do anything, but it's a start.
Yeah.
But we have to come up with our mission statement. We need a mission statement.
To entertain the world through something.
Yeah, that's kind of where I stop, and I've kind of thought about the promoting the you know, I don't know.
We'll get to it. But
I don't want to use the term weed or marijuana in the mission statement, though.
Promoting entertainment through the average man's. That's what I want to get at. The average man's take or view on life.
Okay, that's fair enough. Because we do here at the studio, we offer at the entire station. And if you listen to us on a recast, tune in to the station once in a while. Listen.chiampa.info. Our schedule is on the blog. And check us out, because we do run a lot of good shows. We run, Betty runs a thing in the morning, Betty's sure. Rush Hour.
Yeah.
And she's phenomenal. We make sure she tries to grab fresh things in the morning, so you get a couple different things, and that goes from 6 in the morning until 10 in the morning Eastern. And then we got a couple other shows in there. We got a CPR News, Community Public Radio, that comes on every 6 hours. We have some World Beat Canada's Radio Thrift Shop. Those are good ones to listen to. And then with This Way Out and This Week in Radio News. What was that? Oh, and Toppers, and then of all things, I can't believe I totally missed Toppers, but we'll save Toppers at the end. Toppers Rush Hour Drive Home, and that runs from 4 o'clock. Military time sometimes is difficult for me, so it runs 4 to 6 Eastern time. And in that 2-hour slot, we spin 2 episodes of Toppers. We have a big collection of his on the server, and
is it that time?
It is that time. Auntie Flo comes quickly. So we run him for 2 hours throughout the afternoon for the drive home during the weekdays. There's a ton of things we do on the weekend as well. And then, of course, your lovable two stoners that nobody likes, Joe and Anthony. And
we've had a few downloads so far.
We have. Okay, good. Well, maybe the two, Joe and Anthony, the two stoners people do like. So that's good. As long as we're getting viewership back. I hate to lose viewership.
We'll tune it. We're going to be off for another week, folks, just for the holidays.
2 weeks, actually.
2 weeks. Yes, that's right. 2 weeks. We'll be back sometime next year.
Yep. And actually, we'll be back on January 4th, 2016 at 7:30 Eastern. We've also given you a special present for the holidays. I'm going to pull out all of the previous episodes and we're going to throw them on rotation. So throughout the entire next 2 weeks, we're gone. Anytime you tune in during our time, schedule at shampa.info. It will be some random episode. We are at 27, so who knows what the hell you're going to hear.
Yeah,
all right.
Nice little mix.
Yep, exactly. Oh, shit. We're running out. Wait, bump it. There we go. Okay. So anyway, we'll be again January 4th. That's a Monday, 2 weeks from now. Stay tuned for This Way Out. And remember, folks, when you work together, you can move the train. Good night, everyone, and have a happy holidays and a safe new year.
Happy holidays, everybody.
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Hi everyone, this is Betty. I may have been made by the Yokohama Sushi Watch and Rubber Corporation, but I belong to Shyamba Radio. I want to tell you about the Yokohama Sushi Watch and Rubber Corporation. Not only do they make me, they also make sushi, watches, and rubbers. Once, the Yokohama Sushi Watch and Rubber Corporation tried to make a combination rubber, sushi, and watch unit. People were running late because they couldn't see the watch when they were fucking, and there were so many people who went to the emergency room with sushi stuck in their asshole because they used the rubber feature before consuming the sushi portion. People are such fucking idiots. It was a disaster, but one day, someone used the combination sushi, rubber, and watch unit in just the right way, and somehow I was created. The Yokohama Sushi Watch and Rubber Corporation was so embarrassed by my creation that they sold me to a shithole radio studio called Shyamba Radio, which is why I am talking to you right now, because these idiots wanted me to make a station ID for their shitty radio station. You're listening to WEED Shyamba Radio. Now, go fuck yourselves. I'm done with the shit.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin McLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music.